97.9 The Rat Race. You're, of course, on with Donnie D, Animal, and Tara in the Morning. That was Gloria Estefan with a little Turn the Beat Around. 51 before 19 past a quarter across the hour, and a brisk fall morning out there.
Oh!
Yeah, it is cool out there. And I got to tell you, it's so weird to see the white stuff on the ground this early in November, but we got some snow totals from last night's little autumn squall there. 3 to 5 inches in the metro basin and up to 7 inches in the suburb.
Yes, I can attest. Brett had to hook the plow up last night.
Oh, well. Oh, so he got his truck back.
Congratulations. That's great.
No, yeah, not exactly. I mean, the truck is back on crates in the side yard, but he hooked the plow up to a horse that he borrowed from his brother.
Like an actual horse?
A quarter pony, actually. So his brother, Bo, he's the one who lives in our property in the Tarpy lean-to type thing. He has a couple of quarter ponies that he won in a work settlement. So he's letting Brad borrow one to get some chores and stuff done around the yard. Just until the snowmobile, you know, starts back up and he can get back to work again get the truck running.
Yeah, that's that's kind of fun, having a horse around.
Yeah, it's kind of frontiersy.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's and I'm a simple girl. I don't need a lot, which is, you know, which is good because we don't have anything.
Yeah, it's a great attitude.
Yeah,
really good.
Silver linings. Well, if you don't want to hitch a plow to your boyfriend's horse, and,
boyfriend's brothers.
Quarter
pony.
Yeah, your boyfriend brother's. Quarter pony this winter. Don't forget to get a hold of our pals Derek and Paula Turner over at Gittin Plowed Snow Removal Services for all your winter snow removal needs.
Shout out Derek and Paula at Gittin Plowed. Those guys are the best. And listeners, yeah, don't forget to use the promo code 979Donnie and get 25% off your first 4 sidewalk and or stair salties. I mean, that is a deal, Donnie.
So generous of them. They do this every holiday season.
And such resilient people, too. I mean, listen, 8 DUIs in a Snowmaster X350 power plow could end most small businesses. But they persevered and really worked it into a solid marketing plan.
Their ads are so funny. Stay in and get plowed. It's so funny.
It is funny. And I love the way they pivot. And they keep that vibe going during the warmer months.
You know, the summer is when their entrepreneurship really comes out because that Finnish carpentry business they started is booming as well.
That's right. So for all your sheathing, insulation, and drywall needs, you can also hit them up at Gittin Hammered Custom Contract.
I mean, it's just so nice to see Derek and Paula back on their feet and thriving.
No, it really is. You know, they do fall a lot. I mean, you know, stumble mostly.
Yeah, so. I meant metaphorically, but you know, I do guess.
But just, you know, just being able to turn a severe alcohol addiction into a great marketing plan is something to admire.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, before we get to the traffic here, I feel like we should address the events of this past Halloween week.
Here we go.
Sure. Absolutely.
I have to. I mean, my phone has been blowing up. I had to turn it off for a while.
Mine still is, Donna. You know, it started almost as soon as we left the cemetery. I had to put it on vibrate.
I think it's your own fault because I don't know why you put your personal cell phone numbers on our website.
Oh, okay.
Like you're asking.
Thank
for
you,
it.
Tara, for
doing that.
You know, maybe we put them on our site because we care about our fans, Tara. Or because that's the personal touch that 97.9 fans have grown to expect from the show.
They want a direct interaction.
We won't be just another anonymous voice over the airwaves, you know.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to be, you know, also though, those fuckers over at Max 105.4 Practice and posted them on their webpage a few years back. That was that funny.
Still paying dividends for them. I mean, this
you know, you guys can change your numbers.
Okay, yeah.
And let the terrorists win.
Sure. Let's go ahead, Animal. Let's turn heel and run from Max 105.4. Let's let them think they've won. No way. We're not doing that.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will get them back, Dad.
That's right, baby. We're on it.
Yeah, really? When are you going to do that? It's been 3 years.
Oh. You know what, Tara? We happen to be playing the long game here. You know, like Japan.
Japan is an ally now, Animal. I keep telling you this. I don't. You keep
you keep
this
telling
up,
yourself that, Tara. Yeah, that's exactly what they want you to think.
No, Animal, it has been 80 years.
You're right. And just when you let your guard down at 81 years, whammo, Pearl Harbor 2.
That is ridiculous.
Have you ever read about Subaru or any of these other...
Hey, you two. Hey, you two. Listen.
You always bring
Stop. Okay? Enough. We've already wasted a good portion of May arguing this topic. We're not going to solve it today. Let's table it, okay? And get back to what we were doing. As many of you know, during our live remote from All Souls Cemetery and Memorial Park, some things transpired that may have led to a misunderstanding.
Okay, Donnie, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut in. May I say something?
Of course, Steve. Feel free.
Right. Okay. I think my nervousness and then screaming and what did you call it?
It
gurgling?
A lot of gurgling.
Yes, thank you. I think that may have led some to believe that there were far more sinister forces at play.
I appreciate you trying to follow the sword here, but it wasn't all your fault.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. While it was almost entirely Tara's fog, we all definitely contributed in our own small ways.
That fog was thick.
Oh, it was so thick.
I mean, how could you not assume it was paranormal?
Now, hindsight being 2020, we now know that that was part of a larger low-pressure trough that rapidly plunged temperatures in the upper atmosphere, trapping warmer air below, creating a heavy fog that would stick around through much of that morning and afternoon before burning off and turning into a fairly nice evening.
Also, the Munsey Kaplan Textile Mill, which is right next door to the cemetery, I mean, they dump a fair amount of sulfur vapor into the air each day right around 5 a.m.
Thus, Tara's...
The gurgling.
Yeah, shout out Skip, Joel, and Rob at MK Textile. Those guys are the best.
They are. And you know, see, most of us would never know about their morning sulfur discharge because it's not commonplace to do a live remote from a cemetery that early in the morning.
We go where eagles dare.
And once we all ran down the driveway and were outside of the fog and the regular and the sulfur, we realized there was absolutely nothing sinister happening. So we all had a good laugh, and then we hit prime rib mornings at Sunrise Steakhouse.
I'll tell you what, Dad, nothing works up an appetite like running from a cemetery.
Yeah. Guys, truthfully, I'm going to say the fog, that wasn't what really freaked me out. It was the random sounds of children playing and the music box sounds and all the whispering.
Yeah, you know? Sure. Yeah, no doubt, Tara. That was coming through clear as day into the cans. Yeah. It was eerie sounding. And with Halloween just around the corner and being in a cemetery.
The spirits of those restless souls long since deceased communicating to us from another realm seemed, at the time, you know, to be the most logical explanation.
That's exactly right, Animal.
Yeah, of course, we now know that our transmitters were just picking up the morning feed from 97.5 The Whisper, which is, of course, that soft talk radio station that's up in Browning Lake.
Yeah, that's the new all ASMR station.
Yeah, Dad, that's 80 miles as the quarter horse plows from where we were. I mean, we should never be able to pick that signal up.
Yeah, but the low pressure front and the sulfur acted as some sort of a superconductor, and we were picking up their ASM Are You Awake early morning show, coming through clear as day.
Yeah, I mean, now that I know, I love their channel. I find it very soothing. It's I'm a fan.
Oh, I'm with you, T. I mean, I'm a loyal listener now for sure. I mean, and what a fun morning show concept. I mean, they'll get you up, ready to take on the day, but first, head right back to sleep. Plus, I can't get enough of their sounds in the mouth Mondays.
Oh, so much chewing. It's very relaxing. Well, anyway, I mean, lots of calls. Lots of texts from you loyal listeners concerned about what happened. That's the story.
Yeah, it's absolutely, gang. You know, don't worry about us. It was pretty much your run-of-the-mill cemetery remote, low-pressure front compounded by localized sulfur vapor release, ASMR soft talk frequency crossover interference. I mean, it surely won't be the last time it happens.
It definitely not. And we want to just offer our sincerest apologies for any misunderstandings.
This isn't it, though.
Wait, what am I missing?
Luke.
Oh, geez, you're right.
Yeah, no, Luke the Puke. Yeah, Luke the Puke.
Oh, well, I feel terrible about this. I didn't mean to skip over Luke. It's not that I don't care about him. It's just his is the easiest to explain.
Yeah, it sure is, Dad.
Yeah.
That's right. Luke is missing.
Yeah, haven't heard from him since the screams pierced the early morning the air up there at the cemetery 3 days ago.
But I'm sure he's fine. This is just what the Puke does.
Yeah, no doubt, Dad. He's probably great. I mean, Luke is from Central Canada. This is what they do up there. You know, it's a grazing culture.
I'm going to say it again. I think that groundskeeper had something to do with
it. Here we go.
Terracon, come on.
What is your obsession with Leonard?
This is out of control, Terra.
There was something off about him, and he didn't speak to us once.
Not speaking isn't a crime, Terra.
Fifth much. I mean, come on. You know what? Let's never bring Terra to our charity events at the Metro Area School for the Deaf. I mean, she'll have words out for all the kids by lunch just because they don't talk.
Come on. The cemetery, they even said that they don't have a Leonard working there.
Terra, grave digging is a cash business. Of course, Leonard wants to stay off the books, which also makes it even nicer that he would let us in.
Exactly. This guy's not even being paid to do it. He did it out of the kindness of his heart. And then he offers to show Luke where to find another power outlet.
Yeah, doing all of this without 1099 or W-2 pay.
Yeah, and then Luke screamed and we haven't seen him since.
Oh, okay. So what? Leonard killed Luke?
Why would he do that, Tara? Luke has nothing of any value. He's Canadian.
Yeah, I know, but Leonard wouldn't know that.
Okay, now you're reaching, Tara. Leonard wouldn't know Luke is Canadian. You could see the Canadian in Luke's eyes.
Oh my God, really?
No, it's true, Tara. I've actually read that Canadian pupils are smaller because they take in less light.
That is fascinating stuff. Huh. Is that true?
Yeah, there's some cutting-edge research coming out of Reddit and 4chan, Dad.
Listen, I'm just saying that where there's smoke, there's fire.
Or there's a low-pressure trough at a textile mill dumping its sulfur surplus into the graveyard.
Attaboy, way to flip it on her. Well, regardless of what the cause or Leonard or whatnot, we're going to keep you all posted about this. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm getting interrupted here. My pocket is just dry. This buzzing away my phone. I'm going to turn this damn thing off. It's just distracting.
Yeah, me too, Dad. The desk is vibrating every 10 seconds. Yeah.
I swear, when we get those Max 105, guys.
I hear you, Dad.
I mean, I'm getting international calls now.
Me too. I've received like 100 calls for the same number starting with a +1306.
Well, same here. That's insane. You know what it is? It's probably one of those 105 Max superfans. Those guys are highly excitable.
They're lunatics, Dad. I mean, savages. I mean, remember what those Max fans did to Slowbird 96.9 in Lexington?
Do I remember? Billy Van Gee just got out of Clearview Psychiatric. That guy was a beloved voice around that community. I mean, now
still
look at him.
Praying for you, BVG.
He can barely hold a fork anymore.
Wait. Could that be Luke?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, guess maybe, but Luke wasn't living in the U.S. when Billy Van Gee's hand was fed into that corn cob.
No. Could the number that's been calling you, could that be Luke?
Oh, you know what? I guess I don't know. Honestly, I haven't answered it.
What's the area code?
It's 1306.
That's Saskatchewan.
It is.
Yeah, that's what Google says. So it sounds like Luke's been trying to call you since that night.
Oh, my God. This is typical intern Luke. I mean, he calls knowing we won't answer. Probably trying to get out of work for a few days.
What a lazy POS. Let's patch him through onto the on-air line, and let's see what his excuse is this time.
Let's let our
listeners hear his BS.
You guys, that is cold. I love it. Let's do it. I hope he's okay.
Patch
him
in.
Yeah,
he's absolutely fine.
Hello? Oh, my God.
Nice try, buddy.
Help me. Please. Oh, my God. You guys, come get me. Please.
Yeah. Okay, Luke, where are you?
He's really putting out an Oscar-winning performance this time.
Please, come get me. I'm still at the cemetery. You guys, I was pushed in a hole. I've been stuck down here. I think it's been 3 days.
Come again?
I was pushed into a gravesite, and I've been down here for 3 days. Please, come get me.
Okay.
Luke. Did Leonard push you? It was Leonard that pushed you, wasn't it?
Come at you.
No, not Leonard.
Told
See,
you.
See, Terra?
Told
of course you. It was Leonard. Oh, my God. Who else would it have been? Please. He made me toss my wallet out to him, and then he just disappeared.
Well, joke's on Leonard. You'd be good luck spending those Canadian quarters.
I did not see this coming. Not from Leonard. What kind eyes that man had.
You guys know he doesn't even work. work here.
I think off, we had for tax reasons, Luke's he's off the record.
You know, what, Luke? I have tried to tell them, Luke.
Oh, you know what? You are the worst, Tara. I mean, Luke is stuck in a hole at a graveyard.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's a grave.
Yeah, I don't know if they would have other holes there at that graveyard.
I'm freezing, you guys. I'm definitely hypothermic, please.
Yeah, probably dehydrated.
No, it's not that. I've been drinking snow.
Well, that's good. Way to keep your wits about you, buddy. That's odd, because some people would have a real problem drinking grave water, but not you.
No, cheers to you, Luke. And Tara, meanwhile, uses this time to gloat.
I'm not gloating. I'm just saying that, I tried to tell you.
And we have heard you, Tara. We heard you loud and clear.
Okay, you guys have never heard me.
Maybe you shouldn't speak in such shrill tones all the time, and we'd absorb more.
My voice isn't shrill. Donnie?
Well, it can get above where I normally like to listen to people talk
at. What are you talking about? Why didn't you guys say something before now? You're just going to tell me this now? What are you talking about?
Come help me, please.
Okay, we'll get you some help.
You know
down
what, Luke? We're going to get some help down there. We're going to get you
You're
help.
Overcompensating, Tara. That just sounds
Not. I'm just trying to calm Luke down. I'm just talking to him.
Forget all this. Let's get Metro Rescue on the line real quick.
I'm at it, Daddy. Dial it up now.
Why didn't you guys pick up the phone? I've called like 100 times.
Oh, you know what? I don't have your number programmed into my phone.
There's only so much storage you have on a phone.
My number in your phone?
Yeah, look, we don't typically put the intern's contact info. I mean, come on, hold on. Hello, Metro Area Rescue? Yeah, hey, it's Animal at 97.9 here. anyway, an employee of ours is stuck in a gravesite again.
Yeah, hey, real quick, they're going to ask, what gravesite are you in there, Luke?
I don't know. It's so dark. Hold on. I can kind of peek up over the edge. Mrs. Nora Biederman, loved grandmother, wife, and veteran.
Well, thank you, Nora. Thank you for your service. Luke, you should probably not be wearing a hat in there.
Can you climb out, Luke?
Oh, jeez. I haven't thought about that. Come on, Tara. No, I can't climb out. The walls are f***ing frozen.
Okay.
All
right. Calm down, Luke. Tell Metro Rescue Animal. He said the walls are frozen.
Yeah, no, Dad. They're asking if he can jump up. Hey, Luke, can you jump up and reach the edge?
No, I'm not. I can't do that. I'm standing on the coffin.
Oh. Wait, the coffin is in the hole?
Yeah. I'm standing on it.
Why would they leave the hole open with a casket?
You know what? It's probably they don't want to close it up when the ground has been frozen like this. And plus, it keeps the body cold when it's this cold.
It's very, very cold.
Yeah, it is pretty so cold.
Hey, you know what, Luke? Metro Rescue was asking if you could give Jumpin' a shot before they hike everyone up there.
I'm scared. I don't want to do that, please. If I slip and fall through this coffin,
Listen, no way, Luke. Not at all, Souls. I mean, they exclusively use Restwell Luxo coffins. I mean, those things are bulletproof.
You're solid as an oak, bud. You could do this, Luke the Puke.
Yep, we believe in you.
That's come on, buddy. Give it a jump.
Give it a jump.
Show us your Canadian vertical.
No, there's not going to be. This is the time you're going to have to man up and do the hard stuff. Well, let's get it.
Let's go, buddy. Come on.
Fine. I just don't think this is a good idea.
Okay, well, you don't have many other grave cards to play here, bud. So, let's give him some countdown stuff. Animal, why don't you fire up the drum roll here?
Here he comes, Dad. Here we go.
Give him the full fanfare. Luke, you can jump up there and catch that edge. You got this, buddy. And everybody's cheering for you. Let's do it. And
three, two, and one. You out, Luke?
Did you do it?
First try.
Wow.
No.
What happened, Luke the Puke? Did you fall? Did you fail?
My foot went through the lid, and it's stuck in the casket. Oh, God. It's in something soft.
Oh, God.
That doesn't sound like the Biederman family went with the Restwell Luxo coffin. They probably went with a chipboard laminate,
It's got to be it. And that is so sad to see.
Nora's a veteran. I think she deserved, don't cheap out at this point.
All right. Let's just send Metro Area Rescue down there.
He's now in the casket of Mrs. Biederman. It sounds like maybe shindy.
He's shindy.
Squishy.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's not good. You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break?
That's a good call. Fucking
help me!
Okay, Tara, maybe Brad could ride a pony on down there. That's not far from your house.
Yeah, that is a good idea. He could hook up a rope and pull you out of there.
A pony?
Yeah, don't get too close to the back, Luke.
Yeah, long story. We'll fill you in at the hospital when you're recovering from hypothermia. But in the meantime, why don't we take a break? And this is a little Gloria Estefan with some Turn the Beat Around. So what would be squishy on a...
That is an American hero your foot is in, Luke.